Yes, it's that time of year again, the time when my wife says I adopt that well-known Dickensian mood of bar humbug. And so this time I thought I'd put together a programme of seasonal offerings, but with the addition of some special guests who've dropped in, metaphorically speaking that is, to add their personal greetings. Getting us off to a rousing start, you've just heard organist and cornet player Ian Darlington with his version of the famous 1844 composition by Hermann Koenig, The Posthorn Gallop. Don't know what make of cornet Ian Darlington played, but he accompanied himself on the Yamaha HX1. Before the first of my guests drop in, let's call at the Rialto Square Theatre in Joliet, Illinois, to hear the magnificent sound of the four-manual 24-rank Barton organ with Dave Wickram playing the Brazilian Sleigh Bells. Thank you. by looking at our list of players on the Organ First webpages, it kind of escaped your notice that there's quite a lot of them this month. Well, that's because this is an extra special length bumper edition of the Christmas show. Getting us off to a start there, that was the Brazilian Sleigh Bells, played there by Dave Wickerham, and to my mind it had a touch of Tico Tico in there. It was composed, of course, by Canadian bandleader, orchestrator, composer and conductor Percy Faith. Well, having just come back after taking his dog Louie for walkies, he's a regular contributor to my shows.
Hi everybody, this is John Kiffin speaking, wishing all the Organ First radio listeners a very Merry Christmas and a special mention to Alan Ashton for including me. This is a track taken from my album A Christmas Cracker, a combination of Yamaha Tyrus and Verzi's Helios and Spectra. Nadolig Llawen, as we say in Wales.
Carol of the Bells and Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Thanks there to John Kiffin, and may it also be a most wonderful time of the year for you too, which is more than I can say about our government, who've done away with their nativity tableau at Westminster this year. Seems they can't find three wise men. Thank you. The Jingle Bell Rock, played there by the one and only Lenny D, of course, on Hammond organ. The festive season means that once again I can dust off one of the rare RCA recordings that Reginald Dixon made for the Reader's Digest Company. Made at a time when RCA clearly had much better microphones than Reggie's English recording company, I hope you'll enjoy this recording of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, played there by Reginald Dixon, of course, at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer in Blackpool. Well, with four consecutive tracks featuring bells in their title, this is beginning to sound like a trailer for The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So, let's move on by saying, and now for something completely different.
Hi everyone, Mike Hall here, and I'd just like to thank Alan, if I may, for giving me the opportunity to introduce this lovely Christmas, or indeed seasonal song. It really is. It's one of my favourite numbers. Perhaps I could just tell you about the organ on this recording. It's a model called the Elka X30, and it's a model I spent a lot of time working at the factory in Italy, helping to develop. And it was available as a home model called the EP12 and as the portable, which is what I'm using on this recording, the X30. And I used to travel all around the UK with that in the back of the estate car. It really was a lovely machine. I also use a couple of Elka synthesizers on this recording. When you think about it, they were the very latest in cutting-edge models back in the late 1980s when this recording was actually done. It comes from an album that I did called Southern Nights. And before I tell you the actual name of the track, can I just take this opportunity in wishing each and every one of you a very, very happy, healthy, and indeed peaceful Christmas. The track that I just love, hope you like this one as well, is that good old song called Winter Wonderland. Thank you.
Yes, indeed, a completely different arrangement of Winter Wonderland, played by Mike Hall on his good old Elka X30, on which he made some great recordings in the days when portable organs were just beginning to appear on the scene. And to my mind, Elka had some of the biggest and best sounds back then, as proven by that performance of Winter Wonderland. Organist Bob Iyer Jr. has asked me to pass on his Christmas greetings from Pennsylvania, where he plays the lovely Moller organ in the Capitol Theatre Chambersburg, in addition to being the Director of Music at Trinity Lutheran Church in the same town. Based on a traditional French carol called Angels in Our Countryside, it's perhaps more commonly known as Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels We Have Heard on High, played there by Bob Iyer Jr. on the Capitol Chambersburg Moller Theatre Organ. Curtis on a Con 651 installed in the Rec Cinema Elland in Yorkshire. The cinema itself celebrated its centenary in 2012, and the organ that you just heard was installed there in 1990 by Ronald Curtis, and following an initial series of organ concerts by him, they continue to this day. The song, Zippity-Doo-Dah, of course, comes from the Disney 1946 live-action and animated movie Song of the South. Well, here's someone else with memories and music of Walt Disney.
Hi, Alan. This is Tony Finland sending Christmas greetings from Australia to you and all your listeners worldwide. Who'd have thought all those years ago when theatre organ was undergoing a revival back in the 60s that it would become an art form in its own right, attracting an amazing kaleidoscope of artists and styles? You know, it's so refreshing to have programs like yours, Alan, which keep the flag flying, not only for those who were around in the heyday of theatre organ and who can remember them playing in their original theatres, but even more so for the wonderful up-and-coming young artists who are infusing their own magic into the music of this wonderful instrument. Christmas time is nearly upon us, and it wouldn't be complete without some Disney music. This Snow White medley certainly takes me back to the early years of my theatre organ playing at Melbourne's beautiful Regent Theatre in its previous life. It was recorded back in the late 60s for an album entitled Academy Award Songs. It was later released as Academy Award Winners, but more recently it was released as a CD entitled Theatre Organ Magic, along with some extra tracks which we found on tapes which were still perfectly playable back from those early years. Well, Alan, it's great to have the opportunity of this short chat, and I certainly hope you and your listeners enjoy this wonderful Disney medley. And on behalf of Nola and myself, we wish you and your listeners a joyous Christmas and a ton of more enjoyable listening to your programs in the years to come.
Memories there of a wonderful film, Snow White, and thanks also to Tony for his Christmas greetings. I had rather hoped he'd be coming to England again next year, but it seems that there are no plans for him to do so, which is a great shame because a Tony Fenelon concert, whether it be pipes or electronics, is something never to be missed. While visiting with my friend organist Graham Wright last month, I happened to mention to him the difficulty I have in presenting the Christmas edition and trying to make it that little bit different. He asked me if I'd got a copy of a Christmas recording made back in 1991 at another famous Australian Wurlitzer. I knew of the organist, but not of the recording.
Hi there, my name's David Johnston, and I'm a theatre organist from Melbourne in Australia. I started playing theatre organ when I was a teenager, and I'm still playing today in my retirement. Some years ago, I had the great pleasure of recording a CD of Christmas music at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide, South Australia. A beautiful old 1930s-40s style Art Deco theatre, which the Theatre Organ Society there had purchased and fully restored. The organ. Well, the console started off its life as the second, or slave console, to a four-manual Wurlitzer in the State Theatre here in Melbourne. When that theatre closed, the second console was sold off to some enthusiasts, who eventually sold it to a theatre organist in Sydney, New South Wales, Penn Hughes. Penn connected a dozen ranks of Wurlitzer pipes to it, and it played there in his home. He eventually sold it to a gentleman by the name of Mike Fitzner, from Darwin, right up the top end of Australia in the tropics. When Mike came to collect the organ, he arrived in all things a double-decker bus, one of your London buses. It was loaded up with the organ, and he drove it all the way to Darwin, where he installed it in the basement of his home. Unfortunately, it never really got finished because occasionally, being in the tropics, it got flooded out, and Mike sold it to the Theatre Organ Society in Adelaide, who were looking for an organ for their Capri Theatre. It's now installed in the theatre, and it's quite a spectacular installation. The organ pipes are behind glass, you can see them and they light up as you play, and all the percussion instruments are out in the open, the bells, the drums, the xylophone, the chimes, and you can see them working as you play. It makes a wonderful organ to play to the public. So that's a bit about me, the organ, and I hope you enjoy some of the Christmas music we have to offer. Greetings to all our friends in the UK from all your theatre organ enthusiast friends here down under.
Thank you.
The Christmas song played on the famous Capri Wurlitzer in Australia by David Johnston. And thank you very much, David, for sending that greeting at very short notice, I might add. Here's someone who'll be forever associated with Yamaha organs and keyboards.
Hello, this is Glyn Madden with best wishes for the festive season to you, Alan, and to your listeners. I recorded the piece that you're about to hear many years ago when my children were young, and a big Christmas favourite of theirs was Raymond Briggs' enchanting story about the snowmen. The music from the film was written by Howard Blake, who himself has a background linked to the electronic organ, because back in the heady days following the introduction of stereo sound recording, and whilst working for EMI as a session musician at the famous Abbey Road Studios, he was asked to arrange the music for, produce, and play the organ on a Studio 2 album called Hammond in Percussion. As far as I know, the album was a one-off excursion into organ recordings for him, but I wonder if he would have guessed that some 25 years later, the instrument would have the capability to reproduce one of his orchestral works so faithfully. The Dance of the Snowmen was one of my children's favourite bits from the movie, and it comes when, after flying together to the North Pole, the snowman introduces the little boy to his snowmen friends, who are having a party at which Santa Claus himself appears. Well, I hope you'll enjoy it, and I wish you a very happy Christmas and a healthy and peaceful New Year.
The Dance of the Snowmen, played by Glyn Madden. Well, Glyn made mention in his opening message there of the Howard Blake composition Walking in the Air from the lovely Snowman cartoon. So, what better than to include it right now, played by yet another Yamaha artist. This time, it's John Walker. Thank you. regular contributor to the Organ First radio shows over the years has been Bruno Hoff from Germany. And from a special recording he sent me, here's Bruno on keyboards with Let It Snow. Bruno Hoff and Let It Snow, though I gather there'll be a few residents over in Buffalo, New York, who hope that there won't be any of the white stuff. They've had enough of it for this year. Well, no Christmas programme, or indeed Christmas itself, would be complete without hearing something by Klaus Wunderlich. He released a couple of excellent Christmas recordings, but this track is not from either. Instead, it appears on his signature album release and is the delightful Snow Whisper. Thank you. Klaus von der Lisch and Snow Whisper. Earlier we heard the Con 651 played by Ronald Curtis, and someone else who favoured that model was David Hamilton. In fact, for many years he was one of the Con Organ Company chief demonstrators, and from a deleted recording titled David Hamilton in Concert, here's a tune which will no doubt be in all the concerts given by André Roux at this time of year. It's called the Schnee Walzer. David Hamilton at the Con organ with Schneewalzer, or in your actual English, the Snow Waltz. For many years, Dick Liebert was the chief staff organist at New York's Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer, and every year the magnificent Christmas stage production is a sellout. In his lifetime, Liebert also wrote many compositions, and I've never heard one that I don't like. Here's a Christmas offering from him with the delightful Under the Christmas Mistletoe. Thank you. Under the Christmas Mistletoe, composed and played there by Dick Liebert at the Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer. It's taken from quite a rare and unusual LP, which attempted to recreate one of the Christmas shows at Radio City Music Hall and was recorded back in 1958. The recording is worth it for the gatefold cover alone. It opens up to show a complete lineup of the famous Rockettes dance troupe, all 36 of them lined up across the stage. Here's someone else lined up to add his Christmas greetings to the show. It's Howard Beaumont.
Thanks, Alan. Hello, everybody. When I started working for the electronic organ manufacturers back in the 1970s, I joined the Baldwin Piano and Organ Company. I made several recordings on their flagship instruments. The track you're about to hear comes from an LP recording from Grosvenor of 1978 called Christmas Magic. The organ was known as the Studio 2, and it had two 61-note manuals and, unusually at that time, a 32-note pedal board. It also featured a revolving speaker, which wasn't made by Leslie but made by Baldwin, so it had its own distinctive sound. Baldwin were also one of the first companies to introduce gimmicks to the organ. In this case, it was automatic arpeggios which played up and down the scale based on the chord being played by the left hand or the right hand. The name given to this device was called Phantom Fingers. You will hear them creeping into this arrangement of mine of well-known carols played in a swingy style, of which no doubt you know I love the best. Anyway, have a very peaceful and happy Christmas, and best wishes to you for your favourite organ music for another year. Thank you.
Holly and the Ivy, Joy to the World, and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, played there on Baldwin organ by Howard Beaumont. Referring again to my earlier mention of Graham Wright and the Capri Wurlitzer recording by David Johnston, Graham pulled another rabbit out of the hat with this next one. Again, it's another one I've never heard of before. It was made back in 1994 by blind organist Matthew Ross. The organ is the Brentford Music Museum ex-Regal Kingston-upon-Thames Wurlitzer. The title of the track is simply listed as Does Santa Sleep, which seemed to me to be incomplete. So I did a little research, and I'm laying bets that it's actually a novelty song going back to the early 1930s and recorded by Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra. Does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers over or under the sheet? Organist Matthew Ross playing Does Santa Claus Sleep With His Whiskers Over or Under the Sheet? I guess we'll never know. Well, we're slowly coming to the end of this bumper Christmas edition of Organ First Radio, but it wouldn't have been complete without my next guest, an organist I first saw back in the mid-70s in Detroit. We've remained good friends for nearly 40 years now, and here he is, Maestro Hector Oliveira.
Greetings to all the listeners of the Organ First Radio. I am Hector Oliveira, and along with my wife Livy, I would like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, here we are, coming to the ending of the year 2014 with a lot to be thankful. Livy was just elected in the board of directors of the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame. I had a great year full of classical pipe organ concerts, including events such as the International Music Festival in Hong Kong, concerts in mainland China, along with the Classical Newport Festival and the Astoria Music Festival, where I got to perform with the Symphony Orchestra. We even made it to Paris again, and I got to play Saint-Sulpice. Woohoo! 2015 is promising to be an even bigger year with concerts around the world and the annual master classes in our home in Sarasota, Florida. I think that this is also a good time to send blessings and to thank my good friend Alan Ashton, whom I have known for about 40 years for all that he has done for the world of organ music and the organists who play those magnificent musical instruments. I am honored and delighted to have been asked to send and greetings to all of you listening to the Organ First Radio program. So again, We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And may the new year fulfill all your dreams. With lots of love. Bye for now.
The Ave Maria played on the Rogers organ in Bel Air Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles by Hector Oliveira. Now, these organ first programmes are not all down to me. Okay, so I choose and record the music tracks and edit it all together for what I hope is your enjoyment each month. But then it's sent off to Wales to the MSS Studios, where it gets uploaded to the internet as part of the Organ First web pages. So, here's the other member of the team, a very fine photographer and musician, but, as you'll hear, a man of very few words too.
Hello, this is Ian King at MSS Studios wishing you all a very happy Christmas. I hope you enjoy this version of Silent Night taken from my Snowdonia photo and music DVD.
Silent Night, played by Ian King. And here we are, nearly at the end of 2014, and at the end of this edition, a bumper edition, I might add, of Organ First Radio. My wife Dorothy joins with me in wishing each and every one of you, no matter where you hear these programmes, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But, if you'll excuse me, my special festive taxi has just arrived and my musical cabbie is Chiyo Tsunamoto, who's ready and waiting to whisk me away until 2015. Bye for now. Thank you.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.